As Rosh Chodesh Adar is approaching, it's time to shift our focus to some halachas related to Dalet Parshios and Purim. We'll begin first with some thoughts with regard to Parshas Zachar. Interesting to note that the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tarpeish Gimel tells us that the Chiyuv D'Oraisa of Zachar could be fulfilled once every 2 years, once every 3 years. Where do you see that there's a chiv to fulfill Zachar every year? Shteit nicht, says Sefer HaChinuch. Once every 2 or 3 years is also sufficient, he writes. Just to ensure that you don't forget the sinna that we should have for Amalek. Fascinating Sefer HaChinuch. Yet as we know, we are insistent on being mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar once a year. Chasam Sofer Netshuv and Ebenezer Kufiyot Tes quotes the Gemara Brachos on Daf Nun Ches, that Eina Meis Mishtakeach Min Halev Ela La'achar Yud Beis Chodesh, the assumed shear of Shikcha when it comes to a deceased family member, for example, is after 12 months. So the Chasam Sofer says, oh, that's a makar for the Kepeda to be Mekayim Zachar once every year, because if you go 12 months without Zachar, you run the risk of forgetting. That's why we're makbid once a year to Mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar. And of course, famous Nafkamina, what happens during a Shana Uberes, if there's going to be more than 12 months from the last Zachar to the upcoming Zachar. So it is cited then in the name of the Chasam Sofer that he was Mechavein and Makbid to have in mind during the Parshas Kiseitze reading of Zachar in between to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar. Okay, but that's not Nogeh for this year per se. The fascinating question is, what is the purpose of the mitzvah of Zachar? What is the purpose? One looks in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos writes, in Kuf Pei Tes, that we are commanded to remember what Amalek did to us, how he was quick to commit evil against us, and we should say this, b'chol eis ve'eis. Now, this is a Hebrew translation of the Arabic, so it might not be most accurate, but shenomra zeh b'chol eis ve'eis. But then he adds, v'shen orer ha'nefashos b'ma'amarim, that as a result of saying what Amalek did for us, we should inspire people lehi lachem bo, to fight against Amalek. So Sefer Mitzvos Rambam draws that connection between the mitzvah of Zachar and the Milchemes Amalek. Again, Shenomar Zeh B'chol Eis V'Eis U'ne'orer ha'nefashos b'ma'amarim. We should inspire people, awaken people, Lehilachem bo, to fight the Amalekim. V'nezaris ha'am l'snow, so we should encourage people and incentivize them to hate Amalek. Ad shelo tishachach ha'mitzvah. It shouldn't be forgotten, and our hatred for them should not be softened or allowed to dissipate or to be weakened. This is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. It's interesting because in Hilchos Malachim, Perakei Halachahei, there the Rambam just says that it is a mitzvah saseh lizkor tamid maisav haroim va'arevaso kedei l'orer a'evaso. In Hilchos Malachim he writes, it's a mitzvah to remember constantly their evil, how they ambushed us, to encourage hatred for Amalek. It's in Sefer HaMitzvos, though, Kuf Pei Tes, it draws that direct connection between the mitzvah of Zachar is designed to lead to battle against Amalek. Significant because the famous Shita of the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch writes, once again, in Tav Reish Gimel, that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Zachar. And the Chiddush that Sefer HaChinuch is famous for is that he writes, because it is only the men who are supposed to engage Amalek in battle, not women. So therefore, only men are chayv and zachar, not women. And the question that somebody asked in Chas Chinuch and others is, where do you see this connection between the mitzvah of zachar and the mitzvah of fighting Amalek? Yet from Rambam, Sefer Mitzvos, it seems that he also assumed this connection, that zachar is meant to lead to, as a result of the remembrance of the hatred of Amalek, it's meant to lead to the battle with Amalek. So he seems to be in that same camp, so to speak, that Zachar is designed to lead to the battle against Amalek. That's why Sefer Chinuch argues that women are not chayiv in Zachar altogether. Even if so, though, the Minchas Chinuch raises another question. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Dalet, the Mishnah there says that by Mechames Mitzvah, even a Kala Mechupasa, everyone's chayiv in Mechames Mitzvah, even women. So Minchas Chinuch asks on the Sefer Chinuch, even if you're going to assume that there is this connection between Zachar in order to wage war against Amalek, you still should not exempt women because women are chayiv in Mechames Mitzvah as well. So, fascinating, again, Shaila in the Sefer Chinuch, in the Minchas Chinuch, whether women are exempt from Zachar as per Sefer Chinuch, or whether they are chayiv in Zachar, because, as Minchas Chinuch writes, it's a mitzvah to say, she'en hazman grama, there's no defined set time for the mitzvah of Zachar. There's no reason to think, says Minchas Chinuch, that Zachar is tied to, inherently, the mitzvah of Milchamas Amalek. Therefore, he argues women should be chayiv in Zachar. Is that machlokas Rishonim, Achronim, whether the mitzvah of Zachar applies to women as well or not. In the contemporary Achronim, or more recent Achronim, find a fascinating, also machlokas in this regard. In Tshuvas Toras Chesed of Lublin, he writes as follows, he says, Lo re'inu v'lo shamanu shenoshim boz l'shmo kriya Zachar. Never heard of such a thing, that women come to hear Zachar. Writing in Lublin, 1800s, never heard of such a thing, that women come to hear Zachar. And he says, after all, if this is a mitzvah that is fulfilled through Kriyas HaTorah, right? The Shulchan Aruch writes that because Zachar is a d'oraisa, so those who live in the yeshuvim where there's no minyan have to make an effort to go for Shabbos to a place where there's a minyan to hear Parsha Zachar. So says the Taras Chassid, if this is a kiyum that is fulfilled through the Kriyas HaSefer Torah, that's not something women are chayiv in, that's for men. He says, Lorein v'lo shemana women are makbet to come here Parshas Zachar. He says, women could be yotzei the chiyuv of Zachar by just saying it, talking about it. And not even every year, Dafka, he argues. That's the Sefer Taras Chesed, Shuvas Taras Chesed of Lublin. He then says, and you shouldn't be machmer either. Don't tell me you'll be machmer on women, he says, because the chumra, the osle de kula. What's the potential downside of being machmer? So you haven't heard Parshas Zachar. What's the downside? He says, it's not derech yashar klal. Sheyavo'u hanoshim al ha'anoshim lebeis hakneses da'anoshim. He says, it's not going to work out so well. Again, if the women are going to be told to come to shul with the men, sounds like he's worried about the impropriety of it. He says, you'll tell me you'll bring the Sefer Torah to the Ezras Nashim. That's also not appropriate. They're not chayiv in hearing it. Why are you schlepping Sefer Torah to the Ezras Nashim for them to hear it? Now, I'm not exactly sure why they couldn't hear from the Ezras Nashim what was being read in the Beis Knesset Anashim. I don't know. I'm not sure what the Lublin setup was in those days. But that's what he writes. He says, it's a chumra dasle yekula. He says, minuk shayishol torahi, women never come to hear Parshas Zachar. And then he says, and that which you said, you heard al gadol echad, that he held that women should hear Parshas Zachar, b'shas kriyas haTorah. Who says if you heard correctly? Just rumors. He dismisses that as just rumors. That's the Taras Chesed writing in the Blin. Okay, so, yeah. Apparently not. In Lublin, 1800s, probably wasn't the practice for women to go to shul on a regular Shabbos. Unlike today. Correct. Things have certainly changed to a great degree in that regard. That might be why my grandfather pointed out once in a different context altogether that in Hilchos Shabbos, Legabe the Din of Borer, the poskim write that the women should only start doing the necessary Borer Samach L'Seuda when the men come home from shul, after davening. So my grandfather argued that that was perhaps true back in the times of the shtetlach in Europe centuries ago when women didn't go to shul. Okay, so you wait till davening's over, you're home, your husband's on the way home, then you start with your immediate samach l'seuda preparations that involve some sort of borer b'yad and miyad before the seuda. But he said nowadays, if people go to shul, women too, they're going to come home with the men from shul, and now they have to wake everyone wait for another 20 minutes while they get their salads ready, b'chule, b'chule. He said that also might have changed with the difference in practice now and then. Different context altogether, but similar kind of idea. That wasn't probably the common practice for women to go to shul in many communities in Europe for past number of centuries. But this is the Shitas Taras Chesed. The famous Gadol he's talking about, who is Makbid, that woman archive in Zachar, is the Tshuvas Binyan Tzina Chadasha, Simon Ches, of Yaakov Edlinger in Germany, writing from his Rebbe of Avram Bing of Würzburg, who writes in the name of his Rebbe of Nosson Adler, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, that he was very makbid, that the women should all hear Parshas Zachar B'tzibur. And He says, like we said before, this is a mitzvah to say, which is not time bound. This is not a zman grama mitzvah. Why should women be exempt from this mitzvah of zachar? And therefore, he says, "Lo shem achayavos." He quotes the Sefer Chinuch also, who says that women are not chayav mitzvah because it's not something they're mechuyev to do to battle the enemy. And he also asks, like the Menachas Chinuch asks, who said that mechias amalek and zechiras amalek are one and the same? And therefore, he says, Ben Yetzion, again, in the name of his Rebbe, in the name of Nachman Adler, that women are chayav to hear Parshas Zachar. That's the shita of the Aruch Lener, and again, in the name of Rav Nachman Adler. Lemaisa, amongst more contemporary poskim, the psak kor b'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein was that women are not chayav. That was Rav Moshe's nihug. Yitzhak Sheni, Menachas Yitzchak writes that Lemaisa, most poskim assume that women are chayav to hear Parshas Zachar. That Menachas Yitzchak writes is the minhag in most kehilos, that women come to shul to hear Parshas Zachar. But then he raises the question of, is it appropriate to read from the Sefer Torah for women alone? As Bishlamet, during davening, when you take the Sefer Torah anyway, so the chiyuv of Kriyas Torah, then he says, women should come hear that. He questions whether it's appropriate to take the Sefer Torah out dafka for the women after davening, which is, again, something that some do, but even those older women are chayv and Zachar, not everyone is so excited about taking it out again for a separate reading, for just the women, if they haven't heard it yet during the actual Kriyas Torah earlier in the shach in the davening. Not Megillah. Zachar is machlokas achronim, whether you can be yotze with the Kriyas Torah on Purim, the Parshas Beshalach that's read on Purim. That's a machlokas Magen Avraham, Mishnah Brura, whether one can be yotze if one didn't hear the Zachar on Shabbos from Parshas Kisetze, can you be yotze with the Kriyas Torah of Purim Day, of Parshas Peshalach? Magen Avraham holds yes. Mishnah Brura questions, how is that shayach? Is that really possible? That's machlokas achronim about the Kriyas Torah of Purim. But the Megillah, no one says you can be yotze Zachar with the Megillah. You have to be yotze with the Kriyas Torah, either of Kisetze, which we do on Shabbos, or, according to some, with the Parshas Peshalach, Vayav HaMalek, reading of Purim. Okay, so we'll conclude with that. And again, machlokas, Gedolei Poskim, where the women are chayav in Zachar, the Sefer Chinuch says not. He connects Zachar with the mitzvah of battling Amalek, as does apparently the Rambam in mitzvah to say Kuf Peites. Menachas Chinuch's question, who says they're connected? That was the Ben Yetzion's also, same question, who says they're connected? Nosson Adler, Paskim, women are chayav in Zachar. That was also the conclusion of the Menachas Yitzchak, whereas Rav Moshe seems to side with the minog based on the Sefer Chinuch that women are not chayav in Parshas Zachar.